This is the English program. We now look at our psychology podcast, taking a look at the psychology in the 21st century, the history of psychology, the diversity of it as a discipline. We're looking at the way psychologists focus on different aspects of human behavior. And we will be able to, this is the truth, we will be able to sort of collectively, it's you, myself, everyone who's listening to this podcast, we will be able to identify the different methods the psychologists are using to explore human behavior, and we can also point to the importance of the various ethical considerations that psychologists, you know, must be thinking about. So here we go, looking at the idea of researching ourselves, and we've been looking at behavior, which for many decades provided the most dominant kind of evidence for psychologists. In this episode, we begin looking at inner experiences. So a second kind of data is people's inner experiences, including their feelings, beliefs, and motives. These cannot be directly seen from the outside, of course. They remain private unless freely spoken about or expressed in some other way. Examples of these inner experiences include feelings, thoughts, images, representations, dreams, fantasies, beliefs, and motivations or reasons. These are only accessible to others via verbal or written reports, or as inferred from behaviors, such as non-verbal communications. Access to this insider viewpoint relies on people's ability and willingness to convey what they are experiencing, and it is always problematic to study. This is because we often do not have the words to say what we experience, or we are not sufficiently aware of what we are experiencing, and or cannot describe experiences quickly enough or in ways that others would understand. And parts of our inner worlds may be unavailable to consciousness. The psychoanalytic approach suggests, for example, that much of what we do is driven by unconscious motives, making it difficult or impossible to give accounts of our motivations. An example of the kind of data that comes from the insider viewpoint is people's answers to the question, "Who am I?" Notice, however, that there is a paradox here. Although the data are essentially from the inside, the very process of collecting and interpreting the data inevitably introduces an outsider viewpoint. Sometimes the researcher can focus as far as possible on the subjectivity of the data, its meaning for the individual concerned, in effect trying to see and think about the data through the eyes of the other. This is what happens most of the time in psychoanalytic sessions. But for the other purposes, the researcher may stand further back from the individual and impose outsider categories and meanings on the data. This, too, happens in psychoanalytic sessions when the analyst makes an interpretation of the patient's account from an outside theoretical or expert position. In the next episode, we take a look at the third kind of data, which is material data. It provides a more direct type of evidence from bodies and brains. Your comments on this series of podcasts can be left on our Twitter page, twitter.com/EnglishRadio, or you can go to our blog, englishradio.blogspot.com. And all kinds of bits and pieces there for you to read, and links and contact information and all kinds. This is the English program.